He was the treasurer, and he was also the lieutenant governor, but he was also sued by Catherine, indicted on four felony counts by Catherine Cortez Masto's attorney general's office when she was attorney general. And, of course, Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid teamed up and targeted him. And a judge threw out all the charges. He dismissed the charges, and he exonerated Kralicki. So that was a little bit of his history that I simply did not know. So what that tells me is that probably Kralicki is on the right side of the political coin if he's got enemies like Catherine Cortez Masto and the late Harry Reid.
Boy, isn't that the truth?
Yeah. Isn't that the truth? And so he also appointed Guzman Frelick, a Reno-based attorney, and he'll serve on the Cannabis Compliance Board. And also, he has appointed, who is the third appointment as of
George
yesterday?
George Assad?
Donna Bass. I'm sorry?
I was going to say George Assad, but I don't think so.
George Assad, I was just reading about that as an interesting appointment. He's kind of coming under fire. Lombardo is coming under fire because George Assad's son committed an armed robbery heist of the Bellagio. So, you know, I guess you can't necessarily hold your kids' actions as far as to the parent. You know, he George Assad was not involved in the armed robbery, but his son has obviously taken a wrong turn in life. But Donna Bass is his latest appointment as well, and she is going to be on the Commission on Judicial Selection.
Let me just ask you, getting back to what's going to be happening next Monday, the new legislature will be gaveling in. It will be Stavros Anthony gaveling in. And I'm curious, is anything going to get done? It sounds like we have a Mexican standoff here.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I think there is, and there were some calls. I was seeing some Twitter back and forth. There were some calls of Republicans just to stand ground and, you know, introduce as many bills as possible. For example, on behalf of election integrity and common sense measures of restoring secure and safe and fair elections. And even though the Democrats are going to shoot down their attempts, the Republicans then need to call it out. They need to be very vocal on what they're doing, as well as what the Democrats are doing to thwart any legislative effort that is related to, you know, restoring election integrity or other bills that could help. For example, Governor Lombardo wants to suspend the gas tax for 1 year in order to help middle-class families and working-class families in Nevada, and the Democrats did not jump at the opportunity to support him after his address. And if Democrats shoot this down to provide relief to hardworking Nevadans, the Republicans need to get very vocal, and, by the way, they can do so through the Globe. I have the Nevada Globe. So I think what the Republicans are going to have to do is play a very strong offense and be a very vocal offense against the Democrats' legislative efforts, as well as any kind of stonewalling or votes against their efforts.
I know this is something we used to do in sports back in the day when I was covering sports, and that is before a season begin, they talk about the players to watch. Who are the players that you're going to be watching in Carson City over the course of the next 6 months, the next 120 days?
Oh, I think I'm going to be watching all of them on both sides of the aisle. I think I am I'm very fair in my criticism of both sides of the aisle. You know, if Democrats do something right, I'll be the first to praise. When if they do something wrong, I'll be the first to condemn. And that goes to members of both parties. I'm going to be watching very closely to see if Republicans break and support Democratic legislation, which I think is bad for Nevada or Nevadans. So I'll just kind of be the watchdog of the legislature, as I've always been the watchdog for the taxpayer. And I will continue to report daily from what's going on inside the halls of the legislature, which finally is open to the public and to reporters.
In a final couple of minutes, I know you posted today. Will there be some posts later in the week? And what are you working on?
We've got a great whistleblower story coming up. I was supposed to meet with them last Saturday. However, that had to be canceled, so I'm meeting with them tomorrow. And that has to specifically do with Northern Nevada and the public safety building, which is otherwise known as a police station in old terms, and the amount of fraud, waste, abuse, graft, corruption that is really kind of coming to light, the abuse and misuse of taxpayer dollars. What the Reno City Council has done should be unforgivable. We now have, this will be the second whistleblower that's actually coming forward, and they are going to be providing video evidence, pictures, and they're also bringing some folks with them. So this will be a very interesting story. This building was supposed to cost $36 million. It is now going to cost, I will bet you, it will cost over $100 million.
Whoa, by the time that's double. That's more than double.
Correct. Well, they doubled the budget. Once I did the first story on this public safety building, they just indiscriminately doubled the budget because I said they're $14 million over budget, according to a whistleblower. So what the city council did, led by Democrats, was just double the budget in a simple vote. Oh, we're going to double it to $70 million. Well, no. It's going to be more like $100 million, if not over, when all is said and done. And what this building should have been was condemned. It should have never been bought for $8 million by the city council, who paid the Reno Gazette Journal $8 million for a dilapidated building on a floodplain. And that's why it's costing so much money, is because of the location of the building, the age of the building, and the disrepair of the building.
That's incredible. What a story. We'll be looking for more on that coming up later this week. Megan, always good to...
This just happens in Reno. This is happening also in Clark County. Maybe not to the extent or the exact, but, you know, we are actually hiring a Clark County reporter. Hopefully I'll have her onboarded by next week, and she is going to be the watchdog of the council and the commissioners and the elected representatives down there.
Should make it real interesting. Megan, always good to visit with you. If folks want to find out more about what you're writing about, what you're up to, where do they go?
They can go to thenevadaglobe.com. We don't have a newsletter yet, but we will. They can also follow us on Facebook at Nevada Globe and on Twitter at Nevada Globe.
Check it every day because it changes daily, sometimes even hourly, as news breaks around the state. Megan, thanks so much. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Very good. Thank you, Kevin.
There you go. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com, the editor-in-chief, TheNevadaGlobe.com. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
And at 12:32, as we check out the traffic cams, boy, what a difference a day makes, huh? Beautiful sunshine today, still a little breezy and windy, but, you know, we do have some accidents here, too, to look out for through the Spaghetti Bowl. 515 southbound at Main Street. There on the right shoulder as you work your way through. Congestion on the Beltway 215 West. That's at Gillespie as you approach Interstate 15 there on the Southern Beltway. Got some crashes on the surface streets to look out for right now. Southbound Rancho, that one's at Sahara. Westbound Oki at Decatur. And westbound Charleston, that one is at Valley View. Approach with caution.
From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Bob Stinch with this KMZQ Sports Flash. This update brought to you by My Auto Service.
Vegas Golden Knights head into the All-Star break second in the NHL's Pacific Division. They're just a point behind Seattle in the standings. Vegas 29-18-4. They head into the break winless in four. Just 2-6-2 in their last 10. The Knights wrapped up the first half of the season falling 2-1 in overtime against the Islanders on the road on Saturday. They'll open up the second half of the season this coming Tuesday at Nashville. The NHL All-Star game is this weekend. Bethesda festivities being held in Sunrise, Florida, the home of the Florida Panthers. UNLV basketball visits Colorado State tonight. Running Rebels have won two in a row. They're 14-7 overall, 3-6 in the Mountain West. Colorado State on a three-game losing skid, 2-7 in the conference, 10-12 overall. Tonight, Nevada hosts number 22 San Diego State. The Aztecs have won four straight. They lead the Mountain West 8-1. Nevada 6-3 in the conference.
This update brought to you by My Auto Service. I'm Bob Stitch from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip with your KMCQ Sports Flash.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Despite signs of a possible global recession, businesses are planning to continue investing in technology and sustainability in 2023, driven by risks like cyber and ESG, as well as a drive for profitability. A recent study shows that tech spending remains a priority for over 75% of businesses. With cybersecurity, 5G, cloud computing, artificial intelligence, and sustainability as top areas of investment. Catherine Guarini, Chief Information Officer, IBM.
Even though companies are battening down the hatches for a challenging year to come, they're planning key investments in technology. Those that have clear directives and holistic plans to invest in infrastructure, build AI services on top of that infrastructure, secure their digital ecosystem, and make their entire business more sustainable and resilient will come out ahead.
To learn more, visit IBM.com.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. On this last day of January, boy, I tell you, January just sped by. It really honestly has. I don't know if you caught this last night, but on Hannity, Marco Rubio, who is a member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, he says that his committee and folks in the House are ready to get very tough on the Biden administration over classified documents. This is cut number one. Marco Rubio last night on Fox News Channel.
I'm not asking for details about their investigation. I simply want to know what the materials are. That's all I want to know. I want to know what the materials are, and I want to know what the intelligence agencies have concluded is the damage that was done from those materials being taken, and I want to know what plan we have to deal with that damage. That is the job of our committee, and that's what we're focused on. The House committees have different jurisdictions. They can go broader. They can go to different areas. Ours is pretty laser-focused. We need to know what those documents are so we can make a determination as to whether or not there was damage done and whether the plan we have to mitigate that damage is sufficient. But we can't know that if we don't know what the material is. And their refusal to tell us is unacceptable and unsustainable. And there are going to be consequences. And I hope they'll voluntarily begin to cooperate, or we're going to have to start doing some of that stuff.
Okay. Now, let's say they don't cooperate. What are the consequences?
Well, and I've said I'm not going to get in the business of threats, but I can tell you what's at our disposal. And it goes beyond just blocking nominees. You know, every authorization, every one of these agencies in the intelligence community, they need a bill. They need us to write laws that authorize them to do this. They can't pass that out of our committee if we don't authorize that. The funding, we can start fencing funding, meaning they won't be able to use money, even if it's appropriated to them by law. They won't be able to move monies around. So we have, they've got nominees, obviously, they bring before us. They're coming to us all the time to reprogram funds to move move money from one part of the budget to another because they need it for some other purpose they didn't anticipate. These are all options at our disposal, and we're going to begin to use them if we don't get answers.
And with the Republican majority in the House, they could defund it until they cooperate. Is that right?
They can defund it, but we in the Senate can even refuse to pass bills that allow them to spend the money even if they got the funding. Because you need two things. You need the money, and then you need the authorization. You need a law that authorizes you to spend the money that way. So it's a two-pronged approach, and we can deny both of them, not just with the House majority, but I think we have enough votes in the Senate to do that until we get answers.
There you have it. There you have it. Marco Rubio with Sean Hannity last night on Fox News Channel. By the way, speaking of defunding, there is a new call out there to defund police in the aftermath of Memphis. The fact is that more people, even though there are five black officers who are being charged with murder, five black officers, and Tyree Nichols. I mean, what a horrible, horrible tragedy that was. And it was bad policing. It was awful policing. Somebody we're going to be talking to later this week. Randy Sutton is one. We've got a host of people that we're going to be, tracking down to talk about what's going to happen with policing. But coming up, I'm going to let you hear from Tim Scott, Senator from South Carolina. And one of the things we're going to talk about is this whole notion of who is it that's standing in the way of police reform. There was police reform in Memphis, by the way, in the Tyree Nichols case. There was. And unfortunately, it worked against Tyree Nichols. It did not run to his advantage. It was to his disadvantage and eventually his demise. We'll talk about that. And by the way, it turns out that when it comes to police reform, the people, at least in the United States Senate, who have been most egregious in this, preventing true police reform, I'll give you a hint. It's the Democrats. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up. This hour of Live and Local brought to you by Americans for Prosperity. Stay with us. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
When the whole world seems to be in a state of confusion, Andy Vieira and Mark Thomas help you sort it out. Join the club weekday morning 6 to 9 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate. And de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
See that light on the dash? Don't ignore it. My Auto Service has been owned and operated since 2009 by the Lodge family. Let us help take care of your investment. We have two locations to serve you, 7870 West End Road and 6104 West Cheyenne. Give us a call, 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. Smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes are only $14.95 when you mention the Lodge family. Take care of your investment. Call My Auto Service today at 702-242-5432.
Hey there, I'm Lance Bass, and this is Chip. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been on the front lines protecting animals in times of crisis. From Pearl Harbor to 9/11, the California wildfires, and the coronavirus pandemic, American Humane Rescue has provided life-saving assistance for animals in virtually every major national disaster. If you're anything like me, your pets mean the world to you. And if disaster strikes, you want to keep them safe. To prepare for an oncoming disaster, ensure your pet has secure and up-to-date identification. And if you must evacuate, remember to take your disaster preparedness kit with you. To learn more about disaster planning and how to keep your best friends safe, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is the story of a very special woman. In a matter of seconds, she turned herself into a great mathematician or an entrepreneur. Her knowledge was limitless and still is. She could also make monsters disappear, especially those that lurked in the shadows under the bed. Once, this woman put back together a teenage girl's broken heart, which had been shattered in a thousand pieces, just by giving her a bear hug. She masqueraded as a regular person at work, but as a superhero at home. Everyone knows her as Gabriella. I still call her Mom.
Your hero needs you now, and AARP is here to help. Find the care guides you need to help, complete with tips and resources, at aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Did you get a call or message that mentioned Social Security that made you feel threatened or scared? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, press you for personal information, or demand instant payment. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mail and cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Don't fall for it. Hang up, ignore them. Report this criminal activity to oig.ssa.gov.
Reduced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new time. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Now, weekdays from noon to 3 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Coming up before the end of the hour, we're going to be talking about quarterbacks in the National Football League as we have the off week between the AFC-NFC title games, the conference championships, as they're calling them, and the Super Bowl, Super Bowl 57, by the way, to be exact. I promised I'd let you hear about who it is that's standing in the way of police reform. In the aftermath of Memphis, we now have, you know, and Tyree Nichols and all of that, we do have a call for more police reform. The problem is the real police reform that's been suggested in the Senate keeps getting shot down. Tim Scott, this is Cut 5, by the way. Tim Scott is the senator from South Carolina. And he claims that Democrats are the ones that are standing in the way of police reform. Listen to this.
Yesterday on ABC's This Week, Senator Durbin asked Senator Booker and I to come back to the table and start talking about policing in America. I never left the table, Mr. President, but it was Senator Durbin who filibustered my Justice Act. It was Senator Durbin who called the effort to make de-escalation training more available a token piece of legislation. It was indeed the senator from Illinois who said, as aspects of my Justice Act, talked about the importance of the duty to intervene, a token piece of legislation. In that legislation, Mr. President, we had more resources for more training because we want only the best wearing the badge in every location, in every municipality, in every county, in every state in this great nation. But politics too often gets in the way of doing what every American knows is common sense. Here we find ourselves again, Mr. President, having the same conversation with no action having happened so far. Now, Mr. President, I don't speak on this floor very often, but this is my 10th speech on policing in America in 8 years. The 10th time I've asked for something that will make our officers better and safer and make our communities better and safer. Another time, I have asked for more resources for recruitment so that we can have only the best wearing the badge. But this legislative body, the greatest deliberative body in the world, didn't act. It was in 2015, shortly after the shooting of Walter Scott, who was shot in the back in my hometown, Charleston, South Carolina, that I came to this floor to ask for more resources for body-worn cameras so that we capture what happens during those vital times. Not a single Democrat co-sponsored that legislation. I came back a year later in 2016 and gave three speeches on the importance of policing in America. 2020, June 17th, as I introduced the Justice Act, with more requests for what I believe is common sense. It was 70% of what the House Democrats were asking for. We on our side of the aisle said, this makes sense. Why don't we find common ground in that 70%, make it into a piece of legislation, and show the American people that, yes, their elected officials can at times act with common sense. Because my assumption was that common ground leads to common sense. Imagine my disappointment, Mr. President, when the duty to intervene, de-escalation training, more resources, more reporting, so that we have eyes around the country, was filibustered in this chamber. Not enough votes to even extend the conversation on the important issue of policing in America.
Tim Scott, he is a name that comes up when it comes to maybe running for president on the Republican ticket. I think he'd be a marvelous president. I really honestly do. And he's a person of color. He is thoughtful. And if you listen closely to that clip, he's into common sense. We need more of that. Coming up, we're going to talk about quarterbacks in the National Football League on this week between the AFC-NFC title games and the Super Bowl. We'll do that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6, on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey friends, it's Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group. With the difficulty in finding quality employees to ensure your business thrives, I have a solution for you. Offer Employee Benefits. Benefits are 100% tax deductible to the employer, income tax free to the employees and dependents, can be used nationally, and are far more robust than any other individual plan being offered. The Multicare Group can help you obtain affordable quality health benefits. We have access to association health plans that offer multiple options, attractive rates for you and your employees, with national access and the finest hospitals and physicians in United States. Call the Multicare Group today for your no obligation quote, 702-396-9449. We have access to all the carriers that offer health insurance, dental coverage, vision care, group life and disability insurance. Allow our relationships to guarantee you the most competitive rates. The Multicare Group can provide you with all these services, plus we can offer payroll services at the most competitive rates, along with the best workers' compensation programs available in the country. Call Patrick Casale of the Multicare Group today, 702-396-9449.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com.